Intimate partner violence and brain injury were the focus of an information session held Thursday at the University of Victoria. Organized by the Regional Domestic Violence Unit, RVDU, the BC Brain Injury Association and the Cridge Centre, the free event brought care providers, police officers, researchers, lawmakers and members of the public together to highlight the need for a national strategy focused on the intersection between brain injury and domestic violence. Research has shown that up to 90% of people who have experienced intimate partner violence have experienced a potential brain injury, said RDVU Sergeant John Cousy. A major contributing factor are the high rates of strangulation experienced in abusive relationships. Saanich police have received almost 3 reports of domestic violence per day over the past 3 years, the police department said in a news release. According to Cousy, 44% of all women and girls across Canada have experienced intimate partner abuse. "This is an epidemic that is affecting so many women," said Cousy, who added that, through the event, the RDVU hopes government will recognize the need for this national strategy and work with changemakers across this country to keep women safe. Founded in 2009, the RDVU is a multidisciplinary team created to support high-risk investigations into domestic violence. The unit is supported by 3 police officers, 2 victim support workers, a dedicated Ministry of Children and Families social worker, and a probation officer. These professionals work on the highest-risk cases of intimate partner violence throughout the capital region.